This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will decide tonight whether to take back an idle liquor license. Rhett's Pizza closed a couple of years ago, but was able to hold on to their liquor license. Now the city wants it back. The city wants a stockpile of liquor licenses available for future development. The city already has 5 or 6 licenses on hand. The city council is also expected to review current and upcoming special assessments for construction projects. City officials are still looking for ways to lessen the impact projects have on homeowners' pocketbooks. Some good news from Madison. State lawmakers and Governor Evers have come to an agreement on shared revenues. City and county officials have complained for years about how little money comes back from Madison. Under the current compromise, cities and counties will see a substantial increase this time around. For Oshkosh, it means another $1 million more. Sunny in 72 sounds like some great song lyrics, but it's the weather forecast for Thursday night's opener as Waterfest 37 returns to the Leach Amphitheater to rock the box. Grand Union, Steely Dane, and the headliner Bob Schneider are all on the bill Thursday night. Page 2, the Oshkosh School District is having another job fair today. The fair runs from 3 till 5 this afternoon at the District Administration Building. The school district is looking for teachers, subs, custodial, and food service help, both full and part-time. Starting on Wednesday, you can take home a part of the Webster Stanley School. The school is having a chance for people to come by and take plans for the school landscaping. Webster Stanley will be demolished later this year to make way for the new Menominee School. Just 40 days remain until EAA's Air Venture. Early bird pricing for Air Venture ends soon, by the way. And a loss for Oshkosh Truck. The Office of Government Accountability has rejected the company's protest to that JLTV contract. The company lost the bid to an Indiana company, AM General. Oshkosh has produced better than 20,000 JLTVs for the military. Turning to sports, the UW-Oshkosh men's basketball team has wrapped up their series of games in Europe and returned home. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.